everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 0080-9140. That phone number for Joe Pieper again is 580-541-1949.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads the pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Yet one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
And welcome back. Cash cattle trade left untested today with business essentially done for the week. What's left of show lists are priced around $116 in the south and $185 to $186 in the north. Having said that, we haven't really seen any packer bids as of today. According to the midday report, the national hog base is $1.07 lower with a weighted average price of $77.91. The new supply and demand table for corn just released today looking bearish at 14.2 billion bushels estimated for new production with a BPA yield of 169, lower than 2016, but a good deal above trade guesses. Accordingly, corn futures were 10 to 11 cents lower today. International tension surrounding North Korea seems to be taking a toll on U.S. stocks, though. Currently, the Dow Jones is off 148 points, with the NASDAQ down by 115. In live cattle, futures were moderately lower today with prices in the red by 57 to 90 points. The trade was pressured by long liquidation and follow-through selling. Suggestions of cheaper corn ahead probably didn't help today since carcass weights stand to get larger in such an environment. Beef cutouts were mixed today, up 10 cents to off 63 cents with light to moderate box movement. In feeder cattle, contracts were mixed today near the top of the day, saved a bit from follow-through selling and struggling deferred live futures by sharply lower corn prices and the promise of cheaper feeding costs ahead. Grain futures, though, today were mixed in a fairly quiet overnight trade as the market geared up for this morning's August production supply and demand report. Corn prices were steady today after two-sided trade overnight that kept December futures range-bound this week. Soybeans were higher today, bouncing back from yesterday's lackluster finish. November futures, meanwhile, continued to hold the 50-day moving average. And finally, wheat prices tried to hold today as winter wheat contracts hovered between recent lows and key moving averages. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.